Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. I'm a Zendaya late and a Zen dollar short. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Reggie Watts, thank you so much for the theme song, but unlike last week, I do not want to talk to you, so we'll see you later. Thanks, buddy. Pack your shit and get the hell out of here, but get the hell in here to the rest of you. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. First week of Febby Debbie. Boy, the months are really going one at a time, aren't they? First you had the first one, then the second one, and now we are, in that middle of that second one. We're at the beginning, definitely. Let's stop talking about the dates and the times, and let's talk about what's coming up on the show. First of all, my name is Scott Aukerman. I'm your host, and we have a great show. Coming up a little later, we have someone with an announcement. All right. Someone with an announcement. That'll be great. Really excited to hear what the announcement is, maybe more than my excitement level in talking to the person, whoever it is. We also have a physician coming up. All right, so that'll be interesting. We'll be talking to them about various ailments of the body, I would imagine. Mine and someone else's, I'm sure. But before we get to them, let's talk to our A-Block guest. He is a returning champion, one of our oldest friends here on the show. I believe he's been on since year two, as Harold Ramis once talked about. Year two of the show, is that possible? I believe it was. Probably 2010 was the first episode he was on. I'm not suggesting you go back that far and listen to the episodes, but maybe you can hear his songs and not listen to the rest of the episode. I don't know. But he has a new album called Being Somewhere, and I'll tell you where he is right now. He's here on Comedy Bang Bang. Please welcome back our good friend Dan Mangan. Hi.
Hello. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
I just talked for a really long time, and then you come in and you're really short.
Yeah, you know.
I was like hoping to take a breath, maybe get some water, and you
Okay,
here he goes.
Okay, you do the sip. I'm going to keep talking until the... Keep going. No, you can do it.
Okay, I'm done. I'll take it back over, because that was a snore. Dan, welcome back to the show. You're one of our good friends. 2010, I believe, was your first episode for, and I was for O Fortune,
2012,
right?
2012, because or 2011, maybe, because that record came out at the end of 2011.
Okay, it was. We can both agree, though, it was in the
2000s
first Earwolf studio, right next to the dispensary.
That's right.
A very ignominious start. You wandered into this room wondering what was in store for you.
I didn't know about the podcast. I didn't know much, but then Sarah Silverman and Nick Kroll sat down, and I thought, oh, this is kind of interesting. thing. And then I played a bunch of sad songs, and you keep inviting me back. So I haven't bummed everyone out yet.
Yeah, we are bummed out, but we love being bummed out by your songs. You have that. If people haven't heard Dan's previous episodes or any of his records, just stop the podcast right here and go listen to those instead. It's way more entertaining.
Yeah.
But then you came back, I think, for your successive next two records. And then also every time we're in Vancouver, you're nice enough to come and play with us.
It's been awesome to be able, and the timing has always worked. I'm always in town.
You're always there.
I have no life. And it's great. The people of the Comedy Bang Bang fans in Vancouver have come to expect, you know, that I make
You're not a surprise anymore. When we say we have a surprise guest, they're like, oh, Dan Mangan. Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Way to go. You got him again. No, it's been an absolute blast. I think I don't want to boast, but I think I've more than Nico Case, more than
definitely.
You know,
I think Nico's only been on twice.
What a chump!
Stars, they've been on twice as well. Plus, Torkoal did a CBB FM. So
that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
Dear Lord, do I love Torkoal Campbell?
Yes, wonderful person. But speaking of wonderful people, you are one of them. You have a new record called Being Somewhere, and, you know, I've heard of being there, but being somewhere, does that make sense even?
It's a bit of a play. There's a song on the record called Wish I Was Here, which is a play on Wish You Were Here.
But isn't Wish You Were Here a play on Wish I Was Here already?
I don't think so. Do you know something I don't know?
No, I mean, you hear Wish You Were Here. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. I guess you see that on postcards.
And it's like, it's like the Pink Floyd
Wish
song,
I Was Here.
You
know,
yeah.
No, that doesn't work. You're right. So back to a play of, there's a song called I Wish I Was There.
Wish I Was Here.
Wish I Was, doesn't Wish I Was There make more sense?
Yeah. No, it's a joke.
Oh, it's a joke.
It's just a good one. And then Being Somewhere is a bit of a play on Being There, which is a great Peter Sellers.
Not to get back to this, but it's impossible not to be a place you're at.
Well, that's the idea. I knew when I titled my album Being Somewhere that people would ask me, what does that mean?
It's really just the title of an album. When you title an album, you're looking far into the future and you're like, okay, if I'm on a dumb show like Comedy Bang Bang, because what am I going to talk to you about, the music?
No.
No, I have no idea, right? No. All I have is the title and the titles of songs to go on. Yeah. So I'm going to be like, oh, how'd you come up with the title of the album?
Yeah.
You're going to be answering this question for like a year at this point, right? Because you're on tour, you're out there doing radio spots and stuff like that. So does that factor in when you're choosing a title of like, what do I want to talk about for the next year?
Yeah, because every journalist is going to be like, so tell me, what does being somewhere mean to you? You know, and then you have to give a very eloquent answer that makes you sound smart. I think to be honest, I think being somewhere is the best explanation I can give of how it feels to exist. You're just being somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
And then later you might be somewhere else.
That's true. You know? I guess it's like that Rick Dees saying, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah. And
do you like being compared to Rick Dees?
Do you know who that is? I don't know who that is.
Well, he was a broadcaster. He was a disc jockey on Kiss FM, but he also had a number one hit, a number one single in America. Disco Duck.
That's very hard to do.
It is very hard to do.
Yeah.
I've
been trying.
Yeah, but I believe he coined that phrase. He, at the very least, titled his record of DJ Bits, which I'll tell you, I listened to when I was 12 and I laughed my silly ass off.
Does it hold up? You still get back into that?
I listen to it every day, every morning, right before the show. So Being Somewhere is a long playing record. And I'm going to guess it's approximately between 1,000 and 5,000 songs.
Yep. Nailed it. Yeah. There you go. It is 9 songs. It's actually a short, long play album. It is 31 minutes, which I think is the maximum attention span we can give anything.
Why couldn't you write more, though? What's going on?
Lazy, man. Lazy.
You are one of the laziest musicians I've ever met.
Yes, that's true. It was all made during the pandemic, long distance. You know, with this great producer, Drew Brown, who's worked with Beck, who I think lives around here. And
please don't give away our location.
And Radiohead and all these amazing.
They do
musicians.
Not live around here. They I'll do tell not, you that much. No, they do that would not. Be so crazy to like wake up, get the paper, and Tom York is like your next door neighbor going,
just giving like you the finger. You know, yeah.
That'd be amazing.
I think he's good at giving the finger. I think that's kind of his move.
Wouldn't he do the backwards V though? Because he's from jolly old England.
Yeah.
What, how do you guys give the middle the fuck finger, or do you do the backwards V?
No, we give the fuck finger.
Because yeah. Oh my God, I totally forgot to tell the audience you're from Canada. Okay, now they can relax.
It
they've been noticing
sense.
Something's weird.
It all makes sense.
They can find okay.
How about that?
So you, do you guys do it? You give the birds just like that?
Yeah, like sometimes one, and then sometimes you kind of like swirl them around like an old fashioned boxer, you know, kind of like like in the old timey sense.
Now, is that just you, or is that all of Canada?
I picked it up somewhere. I mean, I gleaned it from I gleaned it from Kids in the Hall. You know, okay. I don't know.
So then what is it? Once you cross the Atlantic, that's when they start doing the V.
No, I think they do the finger in England.
The finger in England now, but that's ours. I think that's America's thing.
I think the V thing is like Italy. It's like continental.
No, because you would always see Johnny Rotten doing and be like, fuck you and all that.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that is true. He was good at hating queens and things.
Yeah. Look, I may as well just ask you about the Bare Naked Ladies or something like that. That's because that's what you are really.
That is the extent of my knowledge. SCTV, Kids in the Hall, Bare Naked Ladies.
So let's run down some of the titles because this is all I have to go on.
Yeah.
The title of the record and the title of the songs.
Yeah.
What are some of the titles of the songs?
Track
and
one.
And we'll like tell them to us and we'll make fun of them.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Track one is called All My People.
Okay, so the first thing that makes me think of is All My Children.
Yes.
Which is a soap opera here in the States. I don't know whether they carry that up in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Big famous soap opera. I'm not sure if it's on the air still, but I would imagine like 50-year time span it's been on the air. Okay. Does it have anything to do with that?
It is not about soap operas. It's about feeling like before everything goes to shit, we need one big party.
Okay, so All My People.
All My People
is a song. All right, well, let me see if I can, let me do a number and then you tell me what's
okay,
it. And we'll see if you've memorized your album.
Okay.
Seven.
Seven is called Long After.
Long After.
Yeah.
Okay, so long, I know a lot of things that are long.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying. Should we high five right now?
Oh, man.
Ow!
Nailed it.
What is this about?
It's about, you know,
interest in this. What is it about? we got to fill up time in the A block, Dan.
It's
help
about,
me out here.
It's about, you know, long after, my wife is dead, I'm going to find ways to love her. After I'm dead, because I plan on dying first.
Sounds to me like subconsciously you have a different plan.
There's a bit of a Freudian slip going on. Long after I die, I will find new ways to love her.
But you're going to be dead.
It's not very funny.
You're not going to have any brain activity.
I know. That's what's cool about it is that I'm. Like,
did you now? Okay, you've been married now, and your wife is a lovely woman. I'm gonna guess you've been married between 1 and 8,000 years.
10 years, nailed it.
10 years, yeah. Okay. And did you play her that song when you first thought of it? And we're like, honey.
Yeah.
Guess who didn't buy Christmas presents but got you something else?
I did play it for her and she cried. It was awesome.
That's
all
it.
You want. That's you know, what, you just want
why,
tears.
That's why we're in this business. I play Cool Op episodes of Comedy Bang Bang.
She cries and cries and cries.
She leaves the room after approximately 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, you're going to be doing songs. How many do you want to do? We didn't discuss this.
Whatever you like, man. Two? Three? Whatever.
That's you said easy. Two first, which sounds like you want to do two, and I was going to say three because that's how many I want you to do. Should you do two and a half?
I'll do.
At the end, you just like in the middle of it, just like trail off.
we'll do two for sure, and then three if you feel it.
Okay.
If there's like a lull.
If there's you're going to be playing way more than three songs. Well, Dan Mangan is here. Being Somewhere is the record. It's out now. It's been out for a little bit, like about a month or so. And really gorgeous, beautiful record. We're going to be hearing songs from it a little later. We have to get to our, I was going to say first guest, but you're our first guest, but you're like family.
Yeah. And, you know, this A block was so memorable because my conversation skills are so good.
No, you're best. You're best? What? You're the best.
No, I think we say that's the best you can do.
No, you're best.
Yeah, no, you're best. You're best. You're best.
All right. Well, we need to get to our next guest. I mentioned there's someone with an announcement here, and he's a young, attractive actor. and he has an announcement. Let's welcome him. Please welcome Cabin Fever.
Hey,
Cabin.
Oh, wow. I'm so excited.
I'm saying that correctly?
Yeah,
that right?
You're saying it's
not Calvin.
You're saying it just right. It's Cabin.
Because, you know, the L and the V, if like put them, smush them together in the handwriting, it looks like a B.
This feels like sex ed.
Well, you know, in an L and a V
get
together.
Yeah. Well, actually, I shouldn't really talk about that.
Oh, why? Did you sign an NDA before your sex ed?
No, it's just I shouldn't really be bringing up that kind of topic.
Oh, okay. How old of a young man are you? Do you mind
My age
asking?
Is 16.
So 16 trips around this sun?
Excuse me?
The not sun as in a child of a...
I thought you wanted me to trip 16 times around your sun.
I do not have a son, unfortunately.
All right.
I do have a Nepo baby, but she's a girl.
Hey, gotta throw up my respect to the Nepo babies. I'm not one, but I love you.
That's nice to hear.
My mom was a single mom working at the bars. She let me come sit around the bar floor.
What was she doing at the bars?
Eating peanut shells. She was a waitress slash, well, I shouldn't talk about that here.
You shouldn't talk about the other thing that she was other than being a waitress?
Yes, because she was a sex worker.
Oh.
Because it's inappropriate for me to say. Because of my announcement.
Oh, okay. Do you want to make your announcement?
I'd
and then
like
we'll
to
understand
make my announcement.
Why you're here. By the way, this is Dan Mangan.
Oh, hi. I'm so rude. I haven't been taught to introduce myself to
Big
everyone.
Big fan, by the way.
Hello.
Big fan.
Oh, you.
That's
oh,
just
wow,
the Canadian
so
in him.
Nice.
He has no idea who
I'm
you are.
I'm a big fan as well of so many things.
You can't say that and then add on of so many things.
My favorite things are bananas, records.
Okay.
Like world records?
Yes.
Guinness Book of World. Okay.
And?
What's your favorite world record?
Pieces of bubblegum jumped over.
Jumped over?
Yes. How,
that's got to be a lot.
16.
They're so tiny. 16 is it?
Stacked.
I can beat this.
Hey, you should try. We could do it for the next segment.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
wait.
You're only doing two songs today. We're going to be jumping over bubblegum.
Do you want to hear my announcement, sir?
Yeah.
What do people call you?
I like sir. I like it when I hear it.
Okay, sir. Well, my big announcement is Disney has just signed me as the best new heartthrob coming soon to TV.
They signed you as the best new heartthrob?
Yeah.
Is that an official title?
It is. That's why I can't talk about the LV or my mom's job.
Oh, okay. So you, what does this mean? You mean you've landed a role in a new Disney project?
Yeah, I'm going to be the star of my own show, sir.
Oh, okay. That's great. I mean, I used to have my own show, so we're really relating.
You can tell me all about it sometime.
Yeah,
stud.
Well, it's a lot of work. I mean, everyone expects so much from you. But I'm sure you're not show
running
as well.
I'm sorry, I called you stud. You didn't hear me.
Actually, now that I hear that, I prefer it.
Oh, so. Okay, stud. I'm not show running, but I will be in the room writing all the episodes.
You'll be writing, okay?
Well, they have me. What I'll be doing is they'll set up my phone on Instagram Live, and I'll have a computer in front of me, and I'll be typing. You won't see what I'm writing, but it'll look like I'm writing the episode.
Oh, okay. I'm not.
And
sure.
I will be.
That's kind of insulting to people who actually wrote their show, or at least had their friends do it for them, and they put their name on it.
Oh.
But look. What is the show?
The show is going to be so great. It's all about my childhood, growing up in the bar.
Growing up in the bar. Okay.
Yeah.
So just the waitressing part with your mom? Is your mom
Mr.
a character?
Mr. Mangan, did you ever grow up in a bar?
I grew up in a giant maple leaf.
Oh, that's
in, wrapped
so Canadian.
Inside a canoe.
Oh.
That was launched down the St. Lawrence River.
Just like a squirrel.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, sir.
But
sorry, stud.
But I was my parents were beavers, so I know something.
Does that,
about
damn!
If that tells you anything about the other side of the equation,
yeah.
So is
huh?
your the, whatever else your mother did at the bar?
So the beavers were doing the LV.
The LV were rubbing up against each other. Yeah.
When beavers have sex, and forgive me for saying this because I'm not supposed to be talking about it, but when beavers have sex, they slap each other's pussy with a tail.
That is a good question. How did
do
the
we
beaver...
need to clear that with Disney before you
just
say
cut it out, please? I'm not supposed to be saying that, of course.
Unfortunately, our editing machine is still broken. I feel
today
like it's
is
been
my
broken
16th birthday.
Congratulations! Where did you see two beavers having sex? And by the way, are these two, these are two lesbian beavers?
Yeah, I saw it on your tube. Your curated YouTube.
It's only hentai.
I received a link in advance and you said, please study.
Yes, you, which one should be the single?
Yeah, yeah, he did. And I am a singer too.
Oh, okay.
Want to hear my new song?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay. Well, not right now.
Okay.
No, I'll do it. That's fine.
I'm not begging you. I could take it or leave it.
I'll sing it for you. Bubbles, 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 going pop, pop, pop.
Hey, that's memorable.
That's a good top line.
Bubble, excuse me. Because they're going to get real mad if I don't sing it straight through. Mm. Bubbles, 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 going pop, pop, pop. I love the fizzy water when it goes on top of my tongue.
Unfortunately, you didn't do it all the way through. You're going to have to try again.
Excuse me, studs. Sorry, both studs. Bubbles, bubbles. Okay, excuse me. And obviously, it'll have a filter on it.
Yeah.
Bubbles, bubbles.
A little auto-tune.
Obviously. Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles going pop, pop, pop. The bubbles feel so good when they fall on top of my tongue.
Did you write that?
Yes.
Wow. With some other songwriters.
Yes, of course. Yeah. There are 15 people listed on the track, and I did do a little bit on the computer during it.
Okay.
Surfing the web.
So you're basically...
I was looking at pictures of bubbles to inspire my tone.
What websites were you on?
I was on youtube.org.
.org.
Wait, do you ever use? Do you ever get inspiration from images?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What kinds?
You know,
pictures of your wife.
Pictures of my wife. Pictures,
my wife.
Pictures of other people's wives.
My wife is so beautiful. I'm sure.
One day, are you married now?
No, I hope so.
You hope to be married one day? Yeah, I would say you're a little young to be married.
I'm
at this
going
point,
to be a virgin until that day.
Oh, okay. So you're what? Is that a religious thing or is that?
That is a corporate choice.
Oh, Disney is making you be a virgin. How can
By
they
the way, I need to spell. I need to spell Disney for you.
Oh.
It's D-I-Z-N-E-E.
Oh,
I'm
so this is
to spell that for you.
This is not the official Disney.
This is the official Disney. Disney.
Disney.
Disney. Mm.
Oh, with a little accent about.
Yeah, Disney.
Okay, Disney. Okay.
I just needed to say that because they've gotten in trouble before.
Yeah, I would imagine they're still getting in trouble because I don't think they can do that. But,
they can? So, I'm scared. Hold me, studs.
All right. Well, Dan, let's go over and hold him.
Okay, by both legs.
I've got an ankle.
Cabin, this sounds like a good opportunity for you, but it's based on your life. I can't quite tell what the show is. Does it have a title?
It's a multicam sitcom.
Multiple cameras.
There's three or four, and the show is called Cabin Fever.
Starring
Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever with Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
It's
kind of good.
It's not bad. I mean, it's like kind of taking your name and
yeah, it's about my desire to get out of the bar because that life is so hard. So most of it I'm underneath the bar in my scenes.
Oh.
Talking to peanut shells.
Talking to are they alive or do
they're
they
just animated?
Oh, they do. So are they anthropomorphic or do they just lay there on the they're animated but they just
they're
lay
animated,
there?
But you think they just lay there?
I have no idea.
They get up on their legs, slut.
Okay, now we've changed to slut. I'm not sure that I like this.
I miss watching that video of those beavers. It was a great way to start my day.
So essentially this is
it made me feel very flat.
This is a multicam sitcom with animated peanut shells that will be animated after the taping, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And
they're not doing it live, slut.
And we're seeing your mom's like legs, sort of like the Muppet
nanny.
Babies.
Yeah. But you'll hear her voice too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is she saying?
And I want to know who's playing your mom.
My mom. Oh, yeah. Well, it was narrowed down to three actresses. Three amazing talents, all brought to one room. And we love them all dearly. Their names were Christmas Valentine, Marilyn Weathers, and Darlene Smith.
All Nepo moms.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who got the part, though? I mean, it's weird to talk about who didn't get the part when you're the part, rather.
Christmas Valentine got the part.
Christmas Valentine got the part.
No, she got the part.
The part. Oh, okay. Who got the part then? So you're giving away consolation prizes to the people who didn't get the role?
Christmas Valentine got the part. She got Central Park. She gets to live in it.
She's homeless. Is that or unhoused?
Yeah, I don't know what she may or may not have a home there. And I've never gotten to visit because we haven't spoken since. But I miss her very, verily because I spent so much time with her doing the audition process. I almost thought she was my mother.
So who got the part?
The part was given. Merrily Weathers got the part in
Merrily
in
Weathers
hair.
Got the part in her hair. Okay. Her hair was was just straight.
It was brushed back and it had no part.
Okay. Alec Baldwin
style. But she always wanted one. Yes.
Right. Have you seen Alec Baldwin's hairstyle recently?
I think
I was talking to my friend about this. It's just a bizarre thing.
It's quite electric.
It's like the Ed Grimley. And I've seen it in multiple pictures.
It's as if he walked into a wall and then sprayed gel.
He's like, hey, I like the looks of this. Ow! Hey, wait a minute. So the person who got the part is the final actor.
Darlene Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, she got the part. E thrown for her for getting the part.
Oh, okay. Good.
We threw her a big party.
Wonderful.
And everyone performed.
Everyone performed. Who?
The director of the show did a dance.
Did you do your bubbles song?
I sang it, but it was more, you know, at work obligations, it feels weird to perform your art. Mm. Yeah, so I felt a little bit cheap.
Okay, so they threw a big party for one actor getting the part.
Shouldn't have said that, slut. Cut that part.
I can't. I'm telling you.
Can
I
you describe my visage?
As I was told to say, you are a young, attractive actor.
Yes, I am. My lips are so big.
You have big, DSLs. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Is that the cable that gets plugged into the TV?
I think so. That's the main thing I would say about you when I'm looking at you.
That's how I got the part.
What? But we can't talk about that.
I mean, it's because I'm beautiful.
You are. You.
I'm a beautiful young boy.
You seem to have kind of sudden onset alopecia. You don't have any hair.
Huh? Oh, on my body. It hasn't come in yet, slut.
Okay.
But on my head, I have a beautiful 5-spike hairdo.
That's true. You on your body, so it's almost like you're upside down because normally
it's almost like that.
An old person, you're an upside down old person because
Tell me
an old
more.
Person has no hair on top, but then they have plenty on the bottom.
Do they? Doesn't it get? Wait, but I saw my grandfather naked once. It got so wispy on his legs and arms.
Well,
almost disappeared.
Right. Yeah, because it changes colors, much like the seasons. The leaves change colors.
Oh, yeah, I love leaves. I wrote a song about that actually.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Well, my team did. Okay, excuse me. Blast off! The leaves are falling out the trees. Don't they go? The leaves are going to my knees.
That's amazing.
Your managers are going to be really upset you didn't get through the whole thing.
I know, because I start crying because it's so pretty.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah, and when I said the leaves were going to my knees, what I meant by that was two different things.
Well, what are the two?
One is that there's so many leaves falling, it's like I'm walking through them up to my knees.
Okay.
And two is like I'm falling to my knees, rejoicing that our Heavenly Father created such a beautiful tree.
Are you're religious?
No, my dad's the maker of all trees. That's what I was told as I grew up.
Your dad?
My dad created trees. I'm a Nepo baby.
The ultimate Nepo baby. So,
meaning God is your father or just you thought that your father created trees?
I've never met my dad.
Oh,
but I was
I'm
told
so
he's all around me because he made all the trees.
I doubt that he did, honestly. Unless
really?
Trees are all fake and they're man-made. I have no. Dan, do you have any?
You know about maple leaves.
Did he work at Home Depot?
Maybe I should go there and talk to every single person.
It's possible that he sold trees.
You may have misheard it. Yes.
Oh.
It's like the telephone game, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. That's okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that you didn't know your dad, but maybe it's driven you to succeed the way that you have.
It has, but now I feel like I don't really need to.
Oh.
Because now I know that he's just some guy who sold trees.
So are you quitting the show?
Yeah, I think I don't want to do it anymore. Wait, convince me to stay.
I honestly do not have a horse in this race. I don't care if you stay. I don't care if you go. You could walk out this door right now. I would not give one shit.
But I signed a contract. You made me sign a paper.
That's just standard. You know, anyone who does the podcast has to sign one of those. But
Do you want to hear a scene from the show?
I guess so, yeah. Do you need us to help out?
Yeah, okay. I'll give you the lines. All right, these are the peanuts lines, okay? You're peanut one and you're peanut two.
Okay, who are you again? I'm sorry, this is my line. I'm not just asking this.
I'm the guy who lives here.
This is a bar that we're in, and my line is I'm a peanut.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to pause one second.
I thought that was great.
This is weird
We're
writing.
Setting the scene. We're setting the scene. So the peanut is just giving some, what they call pipe.
Yeah, laying some pipe. Kind of
That's a little explanation. You know, we're in a bar, I'm a peanut, so on and so forth.
Right.
Okay. I have to feel, I can't help but feel that my line was very expositional.
It was, yeah. We needed it. Can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
But you promise you won't tell anyone?
Unfortunately, I cannot promise that. No. So if those are the conditions, I'm out.
Okay. Can I tell you it?
Yeah.
You promise?
Absolutely.
Scott, don't listen.
Okay. I'm turning off earmuffs.
I'm 39.
Whoa.
Wait, what'd she say?
I'm not a woman.
He said.
What did he say?
I have a beautiful high voice because I'm 16, sweetie pie.
He said that he grew up in the bar, but actually—
Good job, Dan.
You're lying.
That now he lives under a log in the woods.
Are you just reading your second line, by the way? This writing is terrible.
Is it? Who should I fire? Or should I quit the show? Mr. Mangan, what do you think? Is my voice getting higher?
I think as you get older, your voice is getting higher.
Oh, yeah. I'm aging every minute.
But you're still beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Weird thing to say to a young boy.
Well, I feel like that's important.
And unless you
to
have some
character.
Sort of new information to tell me, I'm going to think that you're a weirdo calling a 16-year-old boy.
But you called
beautiful.
Me attractive.
I did. Well, you told me to.
But you didn't have to do what I said. I'm not your boss.
I think you should quit. I think you should follow your dreams and follow your heart.
Wow.
What is it that you really want to do, Cabin?
Fabin?
Fabin.
My real dream is to have my own sloppy barbecue store.
Oh.
Like a store where you sell barbecue accoutrement?
Barbecue.
Like
mostly just the juice.
The grills, just the juice.
Juices
just
and the
barbecue
fat.
Juice?
Juice, fat, and sloppy sauce. And I want everyone to be covered in this stuff. And I want to have wrestling matches in the center. Is that normal?
You want the employees to be covered in gross barbecue sauce.
And I want the ad to be all about my DSLs. And I go, sloppy barbecue.
All over my DSLs. Sloppy sauce. Well, look, Cabin Fever, can you stick around? Because I feel like there's still some to unpack, but we have to take a break, if that's okay. But before we take the break, Dan, are you ready to sing your first of, not sure how many songs?
Yeah, absolutely.
This will be good.
And what are you going to sing here, if you don't mind me asking? And I hope you don't mind me asking that.
I don't.
What's that you're holding?
This is a guitar.
You've never seen a guitar before?
No.
I'm going to do a song called Just Know It.
Just Know It. Okay, so this is a play on Just Do It,
That's right.
This Nike slogan?
It's about Nike.
It's about Nike.
And about my unsettled lawsuit with them.
Okay. Nice. All right, this is Just Know It by Dan Mangan from the new record Being Somewhere. Take it away, Dan.
Truth hurts and it always shows up dead last when the party is over. Wouldn't you just know it? Two birds, one stone, one's cast, one's thrown. You can't unthrow it. You're gonna wear me out. You're gonna wear me out. Just know it. You're gonna wear me out. Time burns like an old home. It moves fast and kills slowly. Wouldn't you just know it? Two birds, one stone, and pick last and send home. And now you can't not throw it. You're gonna wear me out. you're gonna wear me out. Just know it, you're gonna wear me out. And I have wondered, will I be swallowed, will I be wrestled? You're gonna wear me out. You're gonna wear me out. Just know it. You're gonna wear me out. Bubbles, bubbles. I like when they rise to the top. I like my bubbles. Bubbles, you know this part. I like when they rise to the top. I like my bubbles, my bubbles. I like when they rise to the top. I like my bubbles, my bubbles, my bubbles, my bubbles.
Oh my God, that was beautiful.
Wow. Amazing collabo here.
Should we go on tour?
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of collabo that can only happen on Comedy Bang Bang. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a physician. Very exciting. And more Cabin Fever. More Dan Mangan. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No. I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones, and we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Dan Mangan is here, just played... at the end of the last block, just played a beautiful song from Being Somewhere, his new long-playing record, which is out right now, approximately 31 minutes, 9 songs. It seems to me like it's about 3.5 minutes per song. Is that about right?
Good math, yeah.
All right. Wow, you really get down to the nitty-gritty.
That's very true.
All my songs are 23 seconds.
Yeah, and barely that if you laugh before they come out.
It's called crying emotionally.
Oh, okay. This is Cabin Fever.
I'm a very attractive... What did you say?
He told me to say he's a young, attractive actor with a big announcement. And you made your announcement, but now you've been wrestling whether you're going to quit the show or not.
Well, I've just learned so much from you guys.
Hmm.
Ever since we've been talking, everything's changed.
In what manner?
Well, I feel like I've learned... that I should be more in charge. You said, oh, other people are doing it for you. Other people did this or that. And you're right. I should do it all myself.
Okay. So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to open an office.
An office? Like that you are going to work at or that?
I'll open an office and okay. I'll sit in there and I'll do all my work in there.
I'm sad that you're giving up on your sloppy barbecue dreams already.
Yeah, you're
already.
Just going to do an office job instead of the sloppy barbecue?
Okay, that was a test to see if you guys remembered that.
So you're going to do the barbecue thing.
If you think I should. If it was a good enough idea that it stuck with you.
I mean, this office thing sounds pretty cool too.
The office thing does sound really good.
I've never been in an office, but I hear
him just sitting in an office all day, just doing his work.
Like I'd have a desk and a paper.
Yeah, one paper.
One pencil.
Staple.
A staple.
Sure.
And a glue.
Sure.
One dot of glue, just in case. You never know when you might need a little glue.
I think this sounds better. This is better than the bar.
This is better than
the I have a personal question.
Yeah.
Have you ever put a dot of glue on the tip of your penis?
To cover the hole or just...
Wait, yours has a hole?
And then see where the pee comes out. Oh, whoa.
Wait, Canadian penises don't have holes?
Nope.
Oh, this makes more sense.
Just to see where the pee comes out.
Just to see where the pee comes out? What does that mean?
Once there's no hole anymore, where does it go?
It goes back into the body.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So you're saying if I did that, pee might be filling my feet to my knees?
Yeah, and suddenly your eyes would turn yellow when it reaches your eyes.
I'd look like Michael Jackson in Thriller.
You a big Michael Jackson fan?
Never heard of him.
Yeah, that's probably best. Well, let's get to our next guest. He is a physician. I have all sorts of medical ailments I want to talk to him about. So we'll figure out exactly what's going on with all of our bodies. First time for him to be on the show. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Dr. Crack.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me. Dr. Crack here.
Dr.
Happy
Crack.
To help you out.
Interesting name, Dr. Crack.
Yeah, well, it's a nickname. It's a nickname. You know,
are you a crack dealer?
I wish. I wish I had that
you
kind of money.
You wish you were a crack dealer?
I wish I had that kind of money.
Oh, you wish that you were reaping the benefits from it, not necessarily doing the job.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I am a chiropractor, a master of the chiropractic arts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. What got you into that?
Well,
good chime in.
I knew I wanted to be in medicine, but I wasn't very smart and didn't want to do any medicine, you know, so I wanted the degree.
So, you know, that Sean Connery movie, Medicine Man, you're like the opposite of that. Oh, you don't even know it.
I don't even know it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm not saying you have to know it.
We could take a break and watch it.
Yeah. Do you want to? Okay. Let's take a break.
I would love that.
Can we? All right. Let's go to a break.
Okay.
And we're back. And
not a very good movie.
No, it doesn't really hold up,
didn't
honestly.
Didn't apply to what we were saying.
No, yeah, not good.
I fell
good.
Asleep a little bit.
Yeah.
But I had a dream about a medicine man.
Sean Connery does have that big, long ponytail in the, though. It was.
I can fix that.
Oh, that's part of what you do?
With with chiropractic?
Chiropractic, that's what people don't know is. It's
do you know
the
how to pronounce it, by the way?
Chiropractic. Okay. That's how you really say it. You need to really pronounce every letter. A lot of people just say chiropractic.
Got it.
You know?
It's like a lot of people saying Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's with that?
It's Saturday Night Live. And by the way,
it's five words.
That's not even accurate because it's more like Wednesday afternoon on TiVo is when I get a chance to watch it.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I play it in all my offices, like when you're at the dentist. I play it up
do
in the
you?
Corner.
Like up the do you have because chiropractic, I can't even say it now.
I know it's tough.
It's tough, but it's
chiropractic.
People are normally
you should make
like,
it into a song and then you'd remember how to pronounce it all.
People when they come into your office, they're like face down, ass up. This is the way we like to fuck.
That's the way we like to fuck, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're staring at the ceiling.
So sometimes. I have TVs everywhere. I have a TV on the ceiling. I have a TV on the corner. And then, of course, I have one mounted right underneath the face hole.
Oh,
have you ever gotten on top of someone like a 69 to crack their body?
Of course.
Have you ever put a dab of glue over the face hole?
That's such a good question. Idea.
What I will do, I'll put a dab of glue over the mouth hole and the nose holes and see how they do through the session.
We should be able to...
the table is like... It's flat, and then there's a little hole for the eyes and a little hole for the mouth.
Yes, and there's a little hole for the penis as well.
Oh.
Or pussy, whatever you want.
I don't think you need one for the pussy.
Well, you're a man, I could tell.
You don't know how they bulge.
You wouldn't know about the bulge, yes.
We should be able to breathe out of our ears. Do you agree or no?
Well,
it's so
you
weird.
Can.
You have this head, right?
Uh-huh.
No.
You have this head, and then like you breathe out of this big hole.
Which one?
You breathe out of these two holes.
Okay, he's pointing to his butt.
But he can't breathe out of these holes? It doesn't make sense.
You need to see a doctor. You don't breathe out of your butt. That's farting.
Yeah. Oh,
that's farting. Technically,
that's why
it is
he thinks
an exhale.
His breath always smells.
Technically, it is an exhale. But yeah, that is why your breath smells.
Well, tell us about your business, Dr. Crack. Who's nicknaming you this?
I'm a chiropractor famous for the loudest cracks on the internet.
Oh.
My business was going fine. I was seeing people around the normal Orange County area.
Oh, you're from Orange County. You know, I grew up around there.
You did.
What part do you?
Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa. Yeah. I went to school in Costa Mesa.
You did?
I did,
Is there a college?
Orange Coast College there, yes.
Okay, that's a junior college.
Just a junior college. Oh, you're surprised because I'm so smart?
You're so smart.
Yeah, yeah.
You have your own business.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Would you believe I did not even graduate?
From a junior college?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why, you didn't care about the degree?
Yeah, I was just like, I know everything I need to know. I'm going to start my own business.
That's how I felt. I printed my certificate, I put it on the wall, and I said, why do other people need to approve it?
Exactly.
It's a nice certificate.
Are you telling me not to go to finish high school and do college?
Yes. Don't finish high school, do college.
Yeah.
And then
see,
I would open
see if
the
they'll
sloppy
let
barbecue.
You in first.
Okay, I'll try. And do sloppy first?
I would honestly, sloppy is better.
Or sloppy second.
Ooh, sloppy first and sloppy seconds, maybe.
Okay. Should you call your place sloppy seconds? The sloppiest barbecue?
Sloppy first, because you don't want to think someone else already ate the meat.
Right, sloppy first.
Well, you're not selling meat, you're selling the fat.
Yeah, but
the
fat's
juice.
Coming from a meat.
That's speaking a good of point. Selling the fat, I should do that.
Yeah,
because
oh,
when you
why?
Crack people's backs hard enough, they'll have a fat discharge. They will. They'll have
where,
a fat
where does
discharge.
The fat come out?
Yeah, from where?
Depends.
The pores?
Pores, sometimes. Sometimes pores.
So just like sometimes oozes bubble. Out like the like Play-Doh?
Have you ever seen The Pooping Pig?
Yeah.
I'm proud to say that little, I have not.
Well, you shouldn't be proud of that.
Isn't it like a little keychain?
It's a little keychain. You squeeze it and poop comes out. But the poop goes back in, so you don't have to worry.
Well, you have to shove poop back up a pig's rectum with this toy?
No, it's a keychain. It goes in automatically. It's Pooping Pig. That's what it does.
Oh,
poops
so.
In, poops out, poops in,
well,
poops
otherwise
out, all day fun.
If it didn't go back in, it would have no more poop.
And you'd have to buy more.
Yeah, you'd have to feed the
but
pig.
It's like, but you do it under a subscription model. You know, it's like, we'll send you poop every day.
Oh, like a Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Pay as you go, though.
Yeah.
Shark Tank idea. Pooping Pig releases poo, needs more poo, comes every month. The second your Wi-Fi tells you it's out.
That's genius.
Are you going to buy my idea?
I mean, I have the funds. I would love to. I got extra doctor money.
Oh, Dr. Crack, will you please crack my back right now?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear one of these famous loud cracks.
Well, of course, climb up on the couch.
Oh, I brought my table.
I was going to have you climb up on the couch.
Oh, well, I could do that. I mean,
no, I'll get on the
table. What do you want to do? The couch or your table?
Lay on the table, and I'll go from the couch.
Okay, you're going to jump?
Yes.
Okay, so.
So let me just get you down here.
All right, cabin's laying on the table.
You got to stretch it out a little bit. You got to relax the muscles. You can't just go right at it. Feels good, doesn't it?
Oh.
Ah, that's an L5 release.
Jesus,
you feel that?
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, see, that's a release. His whole voice
drop. Oh my God.
That look, very impressive.
His whole voice drop.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, your lips.
Oh my God. What, they're going away?
They're shrinking.
No.
They're shriveling back up into your body.
Oh my God. What just happened?
The opposite of a pooping pig.
This is horrible.
I'm so sorry, but I got to be honest, you're healed.
But from what? I just lost my whole career for sure.
Okay, well.
Let me try. Bubbles. Oh, no.
Okay, well, let me see if I can
no
crack it back.
No one's going to want this.
Let me see if I can crack it back.
Yeah,
and make your
fix
lips
him,
bigger.
Please. Fix him.
Because that was an L5 release. What, you probably
have you
cervical.
Put the L5 back in?
Yeah, let me put the L5 back in and let me work on the cervical.
Okay? I sound like I'm sick.
By the way, I didn't hear any loud crack. I just heard you shouting.
Oh, well, sometimes my shouts overshadow the cracks.
I heard it.
You're famous for the loudest cracks. I would assume they're louder than your shouts.
I guess.
So let's hear a loud. Let's hear a loud one.
Okay. Please, whatever you could do, sir.
Okay, so lay down flat on your back. Cross your arms. And on this one, make a big puffy face because we want those lips to come. Now I'm going to grab your head here.
Okay. Give us duck face.
Yeah, okay.
Give us duck face. Okay.
Go.
You feel it? Yeah, right there. You feel that? You feel that? That little tough point?
Yeah, I really.
Okay.
Did it work?
She's British. He's British. I think something worked.
Turned in British.
I think something
worked.
Well,
that's closer, but not quite right, doctor.
And your lips are like one side of them.
What? Like so maybe I could.
Like a British Two-Face. That's a career. Is that what you wanted a career, right?
I've always wondered what would Two-Face be like if he were British.
I've always wondered that.
I guess
pitched
I'll
that to
see.
McDonald's. They wouldn't take it.
Oh, really?
When they have the Batman toys?
Oh, that McDonald's.
Yeah.
Give me one more crack just to see what happens.
And by the way, we didn't hear a crack at all. We just heard you shout.
Usually on my TikTok, I put the microphone right on.
Seems to me like if a guest comes on and says, I'm famous for having the loudest cracks in the world, they're prepared to do some loud cracks.
Well, I'm doing loud cracks. I'm just also talking into the microphone. Maybe
the microphone's not picking it up.
There, I'm gonna mute your mic. Okay here we go.
Okay, we're going to fix you up here.
Whoops,
what do you want to do?
Haven't muted it. Hold on. Let me mute your mic. Okay, here we go. There we go.
Okay, yeah, I want to be, Doc. I want to be how I was before, Doc.
Okay, and now I have a mic next to the back, and we're not going to be able to hear him shouting at all. We're just going to hear the crack. Here we go.
One more time.
Well, there it is. There it is.
Hold on.
I may have muted that mic that was supposed to do the crack. Hold on. Let me mute your mic again.
Wait, so you're going to do it again?
All right. And
okay,
now,
I'm still not normal.
I muted
my
your
DSLs
mic.
Are more like, I don't know, just little S.
Coaxial cables?
Yeah.
Okay. And now I've unmuted the one next to
come
the
on,
crack.
Come on. Right. I need this.
Okay, I'm unmuting your mic now, doctor.
All right, now how did those feel? Because those were extreme.
I feel really good. Is my lips back?
I think they're back. Yeah.
You seem better to me. You seem
more like the cabin fever.
Are my eyes still black all around?
Luckily, yes. Luckily, your eyes are still black all around. You've got your original green pigment, and you look really, really good to me. You look to me how you came in.
Oh, thank God, Doc.
You're back. One shoulder is a little higher than the other.
Just leave it. I can't risk this again.
Okay. Yeah, it looks dislocated, actually.
That's okay.
You said you had a lot of physical.
That was not a loud crack.
It wasn't?
No, that was very slight.
It felt really loud.
In fact, when I unmuted the mic, there was barely any difference.
It felt so loud in my ear.
That's right.
And it felt like, you know what? It makes me want to write a song.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear.
Dr. Crack, he laid me on my back.
Dr. Crack.
Wait, you're getting in on this?
Well, yeah, I figured I'd be on the track.
He's on the track. He put glue in my mouth hole. and glue in my nose holes.
Dr. Crack.
And glue in my eyes holes.
Dr. Crack.
And one little glue in my penis.
Okay. I don't know about this.
Didn't you hear those loud cracks at the end? Okay, those were monster cracks.
I don't know about this.
Well, Scott, why don't you test your theory?
I don't owe you any money, right?
No. We're both doing this for free.
Okay.
Now, Scott, thank you so much for dressing up in the outfit I asked you to. You got this skin-tight leotard on.
Yeah, I made sure. Yeah, I got this mailed. It wasn't even mailed because it was like a messenger service.
And it's cheetah print.
Yeah, it's a cheetah print skin-tight leotard.
Yeah, why am I wearing this?
Because I'm going to be filming this one, putting it on the TikTok.
Oh, I really
would rather. Oh, that'll get the eyes.
That'll get the eyes, for sure. You'll be a celebrity. Do you know how big my TikTok is?
How big?
200 million followers, mostly Chinese.
Okay, sure. Still, that's an untapped market.
I'm big on TikTok China.
Okay, yeah. I would love to. Okay, this sounds good.
Okay, great.
All right.
Great. So where? What
do
you
need to act like a kitty cat or anything like that?
No, whatever you want.
I kind of want to.
Just by looking at
you. Oh, you have your tail on, sir.
Oh, you brought a tail. That's
not calling me slut anymore.
Oh, maybe that was a side effect of the cracking. I'll get back there.
Okay.
Now, as a physician, when I look at you, I see your discomfort. You have diarrhea right now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's baseline for me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be.
What?
I can extend your spine, loosen up your bowels.
So I just have the diarrhea this one time?
This one time. This will empty it all out. I got a big bucket right next to the table, and this will be the last one you ever have.
It's a colonoscopy crack?
Basically.
Colon cleanse?
Wow.
You didn't know I could do that, did you? You thought I was just pseudoscience.
How big is this diarrhea going to be?
Well, you tell me.
How much
do you have? How much do you have? You look like you're 50 pounds overweight. Diarrhea only. Not fat. You look bloated.
Just diarrhea only. Yeah. Just kind of brown hue to
I'm
me.
I'm predicting
you
could
lose 50
crack,
pounds of diarrhea right now.
Because I brought a big bucket. It's one of those Home Depot black buckets with the yellow top.
Did you see his dad?
God damn it.
This is hard for me. I'm sorry.
Figure it out. Did you see my daddy at Home Depot? I thought he made all the trees. Turns out, I think he was just selling them.
Oh, no.
But maybe he works there?
I didn't see anybody there. It was a quiet day.
You didn't see anybody?
It was a quiet day.
Was it just self-service checkout?
Self-serve, yeah.
No one in the Home Depot?
One person doing the highlighter at the exit, but I only had the one item. So they were like, you're good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the dream Home Depot trip for me.
Scott, I know what your dream is.
What's that?
Loses 50 pounds of diarrhea.
Come on. Let's get to it.
Hop up on the table.
Here we go. Oh,
eye in the eye holes. Eye in the eye holes. Nose in the nose holes.
Oh, I feel like I'm 69. I'm backwards here.
Penis hole is optional.
Yeah.
Do you want to take off your...
My mouth is on the penis hole, I think. Let me rearrange.
How do you feel? Does that feel good?
Don't feel
crack
that.
You any way you want.
Hey, no, let me switch it to where I want.
Okay.
Would you want to know? Do I want to take off what?
Do you want to take off your bottoms?
Bottoms?
Yeah, because you're going to be spewing Rhea here in a second.
Yeah, I probably do. I want to save this nice.
Okay.
Well, are you sure? Maybe we'd catch it. You know?
Yeah, we can either go into the bucket or into the diaper. I brought a large diaper as well.
I'm going to go into the bucket.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, you'd pick bucket too, wouldn't you?
I'd pick bucket.
I'd pick diaper.
You'd pick diaper, Dan?
Because I like squishy.
I'm a bucket guy.
You're we're men. We like the bucket.
Yes. I'm not a man yet.
I like anything purchased at Home Depot.
Yeah, oh yeah.
From Kevin's.
All right, how do we do this? What do I need
penis
to do?
Penis in the penis hole. Eyes in the eyes hole. Nose in the nose hole.
All check, check, check.
Now, what I'm going to do is wrap a towel around your head.
Okay.
I'm going to get up above your head.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull it as hard as I can away from your body.
Okay.
And you're going to feel this crack every vertebrae in your back. It's going to pull your tailbone out of your asshole. That's what it's going to feel like.
Okay. And this is not going to behead me, right?
Not usually.
I'll take those.
You'll take the risk. Okay.
Yeah,
ready? And this will be the loudest crack you've ever heard or felt.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm just going to get behind you here. Do a little duck down. Okay. Yeah. I feel that. Yep. There's where it is.
Yeah.
There's where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get it. Yep. Really got to yank on the head sometimes. Yeah. Splash.
Now, hold on. You're making these sound effects.
Yeah, but the diarrhea is coming out.
Nobody can deny the diarrhea is coming out.
Silent but deadly diarrhea.
Well, I'm also
SBD for my DSLs. SBDD.
I hate to admit this, but I'm also an aspiring Foley artist.
Oh, why do you hate to admit that? You want to be in the biz. We should get it.
You should admit that.
No, I'm embarrassed. Most people think he's a doctor. He's got enough. And
no.
I'm greedy.
You have some of your sounds. Now that the diary is still flowing silently. Well. Okay. But give us some of your other, while it's continuing, I want to hear. What is that? Is that a siren?
Ooh,
what is it?
A European ambulance.
Ooh, that was good.
This is for like a spy thriller set in another country?
That's a police siren in Europe.
Okay. Wow.
Do you do any non-Europe?
Wait, what was that?
Well, that was a European taxi cab.
Honk, they say honk honk.
Heavy Europe it's got a theme.
Audio, excuse me?
Europe themed to these sounds.
Europe themed, yeah.
Did you spend a lot of time there, slut?
Oh my God, thank you. I feel so included.
Do you why do you do any non-European sound effects or
what I just made that one. No, I don't. They're mostly European.
That sounds like a European. Okay.
Well, and most of them are I'm recording all the cracks. I'm recording all the cracks. I got a huge sound file.
Your diarrhea sounded really American.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
When you
thank
do these
so much. Diarrhea is mostly American.
Diarrhea is American. When I think of it, it's like jazz is an American art form and diarrhea.
Right. Yeah.
I'm an American art form.
Yeah. When you're putting out these crack videos, you're just laying all of your tiny silent cracks on top of each other and turning up the volume. Is that right?
I mean, sometimes. Sometimes.
This
sometimes.
Is all just in post-production.
But the cracks are real. The people at home need to hear them, and that's the issue. But the cracks are real.
Yeah,
the sound.
I don't know.
It's when you're on TikTok. It's the crack that is addictive. You want to hear more cracks.
Yes.
I know, but these are fake cracks.
Oh, my God. I'm standing next to a bucket of 50 pounds of diarrhea, and you're
by
telling
way,
me
how
these
do I
are
look?
You look, well,
you're
saggy,
wasting away.
Yeah. You need to eat, man.
I. It's true. I've mainly diarrhea.
Yeah.
I feel
humans
like,
are 80% water and you're 50% diarhea. I don't know if this is possible.
So I'm 130%.
Whoa.
At wow. this point. Yeah.
Overachiever.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You need another crack to bring you back down to earth.
Okay. Can you give me one last crack before we go to a break? We're running out of time on this segment.
Yes. This one's called a hair crack.
Hair crack?
So, yes. I just pull your hair as hard as I can.
Okay.
And it's going to pull your scalp away from your skull just a little bit. And it's going to give you a blood rush.
Okay. All right, whatever you need to do. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
All right.
And.
Ow.
Oh, my God.
You should feel a lot lighter.
And the diarrhea is going back into his body.
Oh, no.
Just oh,
like,
no.
Just like the poop pig.
I'm so sorry. Oh, wait. Let me hold the mic up to that sound. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really good.
Why did it pop going in?
It resealed. Often we get a reseal. Yeah,
that's what happens.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Dr. Crack, we're going to have to take a break if that's okay.
You're
Dan,
welcome.
How are you feeling? Because normally if you're going to do three, this is the time to, unless you want to do two in a row at the end, or you can just do two. How do we feel?
Let's do it. Let's do a song.
All right. We're going to do another song. This is Dan Mangan, acoustic version of a song on the new album, or
This is a song called All Roads.
All Roads. God, I have no idea
what do you got?
This is about. I mean, all roads lead to, you know, Rome.
Mm-hmm.
The
line in the song is, are we a toddler in a marathon where all roads lead to sweet oblivion?
Okay. So someone opened a thesaurus one day. All right. Well, this is exciting. I'm going to listen for that. This is Dan Mangan. This is from the new record Being Somewhere. All right. Here we go. Hit it.
Okay. In a million billion years, as we return to where we came, will the memories remain like the stillness of a frozen dawn, or the beat after the moment's gone? The thing I thought that was in the way
Well, it was the way, the thing I thought that was in the way. Well, it was the way. As for what maybe there was to say, I don't know what to say. Are we the stillness of that frozen dawn? Are we the beat after the moment's gone? Are we a toddler in a marathon, where all roads lead to sweet oblivion? The thing I thought there was in the way, well, it was the way. The thing I thought there was in the way, well, it was the way. As for what maybe there was to say, here we are howling at the moon. Here we are pissing in the wind, feeling like a brick in Brooklyn. The thing I thought that was in the way, well, it was the way. The thing I thought that was in the way, well, it was the way. As for what maybe there was to say, I don't know what to say. Thing I thought that was in the way, well, it was the way. The leaves are falling and I'm on my knees, because leaves fall from trees. The leaves are in the trees until they fall, and then they're on the ground, and I'm on my knees, and the leaves and the leaves and the leaves and the leaves and the bubbles.
Wow. All right, Dan Mangan, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Dan Mangan, more Cabin Fever, more Dr. Crack. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is Lectric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Dan Mangan, the new record is Being Somewhere, and we just heard All Roads Lead
to Sweet Oblivion.
And I would love it if... because we all applauded when that wonderful lyric came up. I would love it if that became a staple of your live shows now, mm-hmm. where your audience applauded after that line.
I'm big on the mid-song applause.
Yes.
It kind of keeps you going, huh?
Yeah, it's like
it says,
a little...
hey, don't quit.
It's kind of like a courtesy flush.
We actually
flush.
Paid for this.
It's like halfway
it.
Through, you know.
So if you're a Comedy Bang Bang fan, you go see Dan in one of his upcoming shows. Applaud after that lyric, and he'll give you a little wink and a tip of the hat.
It'll be like a... if you know, you know. Kind
yes,
of thing.
It's
of
an
course.
IYKYK.
All right. We also have Cabin Fever is here.
Yeah, hey. That's me.
It is you? Yes. Yeah, you are here, definitely.
Slut, I have something I have to confess.
What's going on, Cabin?
Well, wait, tell me who else you have.
Well, Dr. Crack is here.
Hey.
Is that your catchphrase?
I don't really have one. I'm just a doctor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's just you came in so strong with it.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
Okay. So that's just your natural excitement.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. All right. You have a confession.
Yeah, I should tell you.
I'm all ears.
You are?
Sure.
Okay.
I can work on that if you like.
Okay.
Do you have,
I have diarrhea
DSEs?
Ears. Yeah. Yes.
I have a confession, and Dan already knows. Are you ready? It's going to change the way you think about me forever. I'm scared of how it's going to change our relationship.
I probably
you're so brave.
Oh.
You can do anything.
That's so inspiring. See, this is why your TikTok is so great. You know Dr. Crack will look right in the camera and say stuff like that. Hmm. It really keeps us all going out there in the world.
Never give up, especially if you want to. That's one of my big ones.
If you don't want to, it's kind of easy not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great message.
Thank you.
All right, well.
Always try good, because then you'll get the good results. Hmm. Sometimes.
Sometimes, usually those are like flips of things. Like, always try good, and that way it's a good try.
Right.
You know, but you're.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Good note.
Yeah, all right.
Never mind, I don't want to share.
Come on, tell me.
No,
don't make me beg you.
Oh, please beg.
Oh, please.
Beg Dr. Crack, and then he'll ask me.
Okay, Dr. Crack.
Would
please,
you please?
Please, I want to hear.
I don't know.
Don't
I feel
be so
like
coy.
It.
You are the only one who can get through.
I need
to Kevin
hear this
Fever.
Secret. Please.
Do you really need
I
to?
Really need to, Dr. Crack. Please tell me. Or tell him to tell me.
Thanks.
Okay, Cabin.
Yeah.
I think he really deserves to hear it.
Okay, I'll whisper it to you and then you tell him because okay. I can't really bear to watch his face as I say it.
Totally.
I'm 39.
Really?
I heard that. That wasn't a whisper. I heard that. You're 39 years
yeah.
old?
He's 39.
She said he's 39.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing about you that... Never mind.
Is male? Look at my beautiful black eyes.
Just like a man,
am
you're
I
right.
green skin?
Wait, you're 39?
Yeah, I've been lying to Disney.
No.
I know, but I look so young, don't I?
I don't have an opinion on that. Dan's
scandal.
More the guy who wants
it's
to comment
really
on
this,
that.
It's really the 6'5 that kind of ruined everything for me.
You definitely yeah. look different from most adults. Mm. I'll say that. So that could
But
be
the green skin was part of that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Are you an alien? You have black eyes and green
okay,
skin.
Okay, I have another confession.
Let me guess.
I'm 39 on planet Uranus.
That's so
far
away.
Which means I'm 16 on Earth.
Gravity.
No,
gravity makes it different.
If you're 39,
I'm from Uranus.
If you're 39 rotations of Uranus, that means that you're way older than 39.
Oh, really? You know so much about astronomy?
Scott, if you really want to get rid of this diarrhea permanently, we need to do 39 rotations of Uranus.
I don't know.
I'll rotate Uranus
right
now.
I have maybe three in me. I don't
you
know.
Think?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do one a week for, I don't know.
13 weeks?
Almost a year.
And how much money is it?
13 weeks is not a year.
How much money is it?
It'll be free for Scott.
Oh.
Yeah.
Normally, I mean, I'll do anything for free.
Well, let's rotate.
But he has to post on Instagram, right?
Yes, you will be on Instagram. It's the biggest Chinese TikTok
That's
for
fine.
Chiropractic.
I'm good with that. When you say rotate, is it like rotating tires where it's like you take my mouth and it's now my anus and vice versa?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, you already have stinky breath.
That's because it's his butthole.
Exactly. So who's going to know the difference?
This is a good point. All right. Well, guys, we have an exciting feature. We play it every single week on the show. It's time for a little something called Would You Rather?
Mr. Mangan, that song sounded different than your others.
That was not Dan playing that song.
But he was marching around.
He was marching around like a good little boy. But that was the official Would You Rather theme. And thank you so much for your reverence for the theme and for being quiet during it. It's time to play this. We play it every week. We all know how this is played. I'll read Would You Rather scenarios sent to us by our wonderful people on Twitter at CBBWYR. I will then open the floor for questions. You're free to ask me anything about either of the scenarios you like in order to help narrow down your choice. At a certain point, I'll close the floor for questions. There will be no questions after that. I'm sorry. We have to stick to that. And then we will go around the horn, we'll vote, and I'll tally up the points, and we'll see who won. All right. Here we go.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Did anyone notice how long that song was?
Okay.
That was long.
The floor was not open for questions.
It's a lot longer than my songs, which are all 23 seconds.
I was lost in the march.
Look, I can say yes. You know the rules.
My wrong.
I'm afraid my wrong?
My wrong.
You best.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to have to dock you 3 points for that. I'm so sorry, Dr. Crack. Coming in
I'm
at-
I'm going to have to dox you.
I'm going to have to dox you. You, unfortunately, you live on 4316.
Don't tell him.
Sick Central, Pasadena.
Wow.
California.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
I work in Orange County, but I live in Pasadena. It's a nightmare.
Sorry to have to dox you.
You probably need your backpack to every day at work.
Oh,
do you have a beautiful wife?
Of course. She cracks it every night.
Mm. Oh,
wonderful. We do that instead of sex.
Oh, good. Doctor's crack.
All right. This comes to us from Avocado Skeptic, a.k.a. Kit. Kit asks, you're racing in your school's track and field day. All right, this is before the Would You Rather scenario. So in both scenarios, you're racing in your school's track and field day. Would you rather be chasing a hostess cupcake that you only get to eat if your estranged father shows up and finally says he's proud of you? Or be chased by your father's assistant, Todd, who gets more attention than you? All right. You're racing in your school's track and field day.
Okay, say it again.
That question was as long as the song.
You're chasing, the race consists of you chasing a hostess cupcake, but you only get to eat it if your father comes to the actual race and finally says he's proud of you.
Okay.
Or would you rather be chased by your father's assistant, Todd, who gets more attention than you do from your father? All right, I'm opening the floor for questions.
Do I still get a cupcake if I choose the second one? Because...
Unfortunately, the cupcake is only in one scenario.
So it's just to get away from Todd.
Yeah, you get a Twinkie in the second scenario.
Is the cupcake fresh?
The cupcake is day old.
And been opened?
And it's been opened, yeah. So the air has gotten into it. Oh. Yes.
Is your estranged father showing up based on the merit you show in the track and field? Or is it just
he gets radioed. He's there in the parking lot and he has a walkie-talkie. And if you place... either you win, place, or show. If you get second or above, he'll come in.
So you catching the cupcake is not that doesn't determine.
No. If you catch the cupcake, you still have to get second or better in order for your father.
What's Todd wearing?
Oh, great question. This is how we play the game. I'm giving you three more points.
Thank you.
Yeah. So everyone is at zero again. This is how you play the game. Mm. Todd is wearing, you ever see that guy, Steve Bannon, how he wears like eight shirts?
I love Steve Bannon.
you do.
Well, he's just attractive. He seems nice. Yeah. Okay. I love how his face is boiling.
So he's not doing that. He's just wearing one shirt.
Oh.
And he's wearing shorts over pants.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No shoes.
That's a look.
No shoes. He won't catch
painted, me as painted much. Toes.
Painted what?
Toenails.
Toenails.
Yeah. Well, his toes are painted too. Okay. But that's just regular paint. That's not nail polish.
Is the moon of Uranus shining on me during the race?
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm not racing in the race. Is that what you're asking? We're not racing at the same time. These are just separate races. But good question.
Okay. Do I get a point?
Because you begged for it, I'll give you one point.
Ooh,
see? Well, I want a point.
Okay, you get a point as well.
And is it only the Twinkie you get? That's the only prize if you outrace Todd?
That is the only, I mean, other than $50,000. I mean, that's, right. Yeah, whoever wins the race and an Olympic gold medal. This is in the Olympics. I should have mentioned that.
The Olympics?
The Olympic school track and meet.
Yes, yeah, the Olympics. Yeah. Yeah. The college over there on Olympic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the crowd going to cheer for me?
The crowd has been instructed to stay deadly, deadly silent. And there are snipers in the clock towers ready to shoot anyone who makes any sort of noise.
Oh, no. Wow.
In both scenarios.
Mm.
So let me just get this right. In one scenario, you get the love of your father and a cupcake. In the other scenario, you get a Twinkie and $50,000.
Yeah.
If you succeed.
If you succeed, yeah.
If I get the cupcake, will my dad love me or do I have to do something else?
If you get the cupcake, he's not going to love you necessarily. He's going to say he's proud of you, which I think love and pride are kind of different. You know what I mean? I don't know that you're ever going to get to love with this guy. He's very withholding.
My dad? I never knew him.
That's right.
So in this scenario, do I love my dad and do I know him?
Well, this is you. So do you love your dad? Do you want this from your dad? Do you want the chance of seeing your dad coming in if you get second place or above?
What is a cupcake?
Whoa, okay.
I'm so jealous of all this attention Todd is getting.
Yeah.
Why is Todd getting so much attention?
Yeah.
Why is my dad in love with Todd?
He's not, he pays more attention to him.
Are we all brothers in this scenario?
You are brothers, yes.
With my dad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Todd?
Everyone is related. Everyone is a sibling.
The audience is all my brothers.
Yes,
cupcake my nephew?
Yes. Yes.
Shoot, that makes it hard.
That is hard because you don't want to eat him.
No. Is it somebody dressed up as a cupcake or is this an anthropomorphic cupcake?
This is anthropomorphic but not animated. This is real. They have the technology for it.
Good.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah. I'm closing the floor for questions.
Oh, no, but I wanted to.
So sorry. All right. We're going to have to vote. At this point, we have, it's not even a tie game. At this point, Dr. Crack has one, Cabin Fever has one, and Dan has zero because he wouldn't beg for a point. So we're all going to vote. Dr. Crack, how are you going to vote here?
I'm going to take my chances with Todd.
With Todd chasing you?
I think I can beat Todd.
And you want the 50 grand?
No real reward.
You get the 50 grand if you win.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay, great. Dan Mangan, what do you choose? Do you choose the possible pride from your father or $50,000 in a Twinkie?
I'm liking the cupcake. I'm going for the pride and the dad.
You're going for the, oh, really? Also, what's your relationship like with your father?
It's pretty good. He
just like a Canadian,
but he did trade me for a cupcake at one point.
Whoa. So this is hitting home for you.
That must've been triggering to hear the story.
I mean,
I can't believe you don't have a song about that.
I know. It's too painful.
Cupcake Father? Wait, is this the unreleased one that we're going to hear a little later?
This is
Cupcake
the unreleased
Father?
Song.
Okay.
It's very painful.
Okay, well, great. I'm going to make you sing it.
And then I can only sing it in the pretext of a bang bang.
Okay, great. Well, I'm not giving you a point for that. I know you're really begging for it. All right, Cabin Fever, how are you going to vote?
Well,
right now we have two
vote.
People have voted for the cupcake.
I'm only 16, so I can't vote yet.
That's true.
But,
okay.
But I'm 39 where I'm from. So, but on my planet, we don't vote. We just know.
Okay. So are you going to make a choice or not?
My choice, above all, is always in the best interest of my heart. And my choice is
The cupcake, sweetie.
The cupcake, sweetie. All right. Somehow I'm not a slut anymore. I'm a sweetie. So, yeah.
Demeaning to harm you verbally in that way. So I wanted you to feel better.
Let me tally up the points here. Let's see.
Okay.
Dr. Crack. You sure you don't know who Michael Jackson is?
Where is he from?
Dr. Crack voted for cupcake, so he gets 1 point. That's a total of 2. Yes. Dan voted for the cupcake. That's 1 point. That's a total of 1.
Yes.
And Cabin voted illegally because he's not 18 yet. So I'm going to have to dock a point. Oh, so that's a total of 0. So, right, Dr. Crack, you're our winner.
Yeah.
With 2 points.
I knew it. I knew
I
could do it.
Amazing. And this is how we play Would You Rather. Good game. Of course, we play it every week. Why wouldn't it be a good game? That's how we play. Amazing. Dr. Crack, you came from behind, as I'm sure you've heard that joke yeah. before yeah. with your name, Dr. Yeah. Crack.
Right.
But but you really pulled that out, as I'm sure you've heard that before with your name, Dr. Crack.
Yeah, all the innuendos.
Yeah, you got them all. Cover the bases.
Well, you know, you have sex in the office sometimes.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, we're running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show, and that's a little something called plugs.
Well, Scott's pretty cool, and the guests are all right. Lots of small business owners with a lack of foresight. But my favorite segment, yeah, the one I adore, the one I'd crawl back to across any floor, it's plugs. Yeah, it's plugs. You all know it's plugs. It's plugs I adore. It's plugs I live for.
Oh, beautiful. That sounds like something you would write, Dan.
I wish.
Oh, man, that was really good. That was Down on the Plugging For by Wobzy. Down on the Plugging For by Wobzy. Thank you so much to Wobzy. And what are we plugging? Dan, obviously, Being Somewhere is out there on all the services, and you can buy it. And do you have tour dates that you're doing by this comes out Monday? So do you have any more?
If you could go back in time and come to my show in LA last week, that would be great.
On the show earlier.
Yeah. Just for the friggin' love of God, just listen to my friggin' record.
Yeah.
Do it.
How many people have listened to it at this point, would you say?
At least a couple dozen. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're going to need to get more ears on that.
We need to get more ears on that.
Yeah. Diarrhea ears.
Yeah. Just go to Spotify.
Get your DSEs on this album.
Get your DSEs.
Get your DSOs on it while you're at it.
Yeah, why not?
that's the only thing I got right now. It's the only thing coming
All right.
up.
And you're going to be singing an unreleased song at the end.
Yes.
And Cabin Fever, what are you plugging?
I'd love to plug my new store, Sloppy Firsts. It's already opened up a shop.
What?
Yeah, in Santa Monica, on the pier.
Oh my, on the pier itself? Or
yeah,
by the Ferris
it's
wheel?
It's so sloppy and weighed down by all the juices.
Okay. And do you have any specials coming up? Or?
Yeah, we have a big special coming up. Pig slop. And coming up on top of that is some barbecue sauce in a jar.
Okay. All right. So this pig slop is not in a jar.
No, it's in a vat. And you have to go in and get it with your maul.
Okay, great. All right. This sounds
maul.
Good. Dr. Crack, what are you plugging?
Well, I got a new line of chiropractic tables.
Oh.
If anybody wants to crack at home, obviously I don't recommend it, but you can buy one of these tables.
You don't recommend it, but you're still selling the tables?
I don't recommend you do it, but I do recommend you buy the table.
Okay.
The tables, like, I mean, they cost $1,000. I'm trying to get rid of these things.
Oh, did you buy too many tables? Is that what's...
No, that's what I'm selling them for. They each retail for $900.
No, but why do you have so many tables is my question.
Because I'm selling these things. I got to get rid of these things. I got tables to move. And you can
buy them after you sell
them. It's not a real science. Anybody can crack a back. You just stand on someone's back.
I don't care. All right. You don't have to yell at me.
I'll leave one for you.
Okay. Don't whisper yell at me next time. Oh, okay. I want to plug, head over to cbbworld.com. We have some great stuff over there. What do we have? We just put out, there's Walton on Walton with Bill Walton. That's Bill Walton has a some sort of podcast on the NBA app, and he's doing an after show podcast for CBB World. So you can get that. You can get Who Me with the Batman. You can get the Entrepreneur's Entrepreneur Tour. Hey, Randy, this book changed my life. So much more over there, as well as ad-free episodes of this and the archives. Look, I'm not suggesting you listen to them, but they are there at cbbworld.com. So go back. I mean, maybe go back like 4 years. That's about as far as you should go back. Also the Comedy Bang Bang book is coming out in April, so you can pre-order it there. That's at cbbworld.com, or if you want the book, it's at cbbworld.com/book. All right, here we go. Let's close doors up the old plug bag. Yeah, that's interesting. That was Plug Bag Remix by Dev. Thank you to Dev. If you have a remix, go to comedybangbangworld.com/plugs and you can submit catchphrases as well as do our remixes for us. And that was a really good one. Thank you, Dev. Guys, I want to thank you so much. Dr. Crack.
Pleasure to be here. Pleasure.
I said Dr. Crack and then I had no idea what I should say.
Clearly you're not thankful. I mean, I don't know that 50 pounds of diarrhea out of your body.
But then it got sucked back in.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Homeostasis.
All right.
If I step on Dr. Crack's back, will I break my mother's back?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, no. Yes. Is that's true?
Happens all the time. I tell people, go ahead, take a step.
So if you step on, I've heard that about stepping on a crack, like a crack in the sidewalk. If you step on anything called crack, crack the drug?
Yeah.
It breaks your mother's back.
Yeah, that's why drug dealers are so sad.
Oh, no.
Yep, they're stepping on their crack all so sad. Their mothers have their backs broken. All of them.
All the drug dealers are so sad. You've never met a happy drug dealer.
That's what I think.
And of course, Cabin Fever.
Yeah. It's been so amazing. I think I'll be seeing a lot more of you.
Do you think? Did you enjoy your time here?
I loved it. It was very delightful.
Was it?
And it was so interesting when my voice got deep and I learned what that would have felt like if I had grown that way. But I haven't.
Any lessons you can learn here from being on the show? I mean, you're a 16-year-old boy here on Earth, 39, so you left out some, Uranus.
So you left out some descriptors.
Young attractive actor with an announcement.
Yeah. And I've learned a lot. I learned about how it's important to be your own boss from all three of you. And I'm going to start my own business and it's thriving. And it's going great.
The one problem with being your own boss is you can't have like an undercover boss situation. And that looks so fun.
That's true. But I could put on a wig and dance around myself.
That's true. It's a good point. Well, speaking of dancing around, Dan, are you, thank you first of all for being on the show. Great to have you. Are you ready to play a song that's going to make us dance around?
This is a song that hurts a lot. Lot for me to play,
right?
I'm ready to unveil it.
This is the song we were talking about before.
This is the song that I've been saving for this moment.
Okay. This is Dan Mangan on CBB.
Cupcake. Daddy sold me for a cupcake. Now I'm sad all the time, for heaven's sake. Oh, Daddy sold me for a cupcake. What do you think?
To be honest, it's a loser.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear like something you actually prepared.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't like the melody. The melody was disgusting.
The lyrics, I can't stop crying. Lyrics, gorgeous. Melody's a total zero.
Melody needs a little work.
Will never work.
Needs a little work.
I don't know. I love it. I can't stop crying.
Okay.
Meet me out by the fire escape. It's been 40 nights, 40 days. I become uncertain in a cosmic way. I chewed my fingers to the bone today. Oh, won't you come around, meet me by the fire escape? Untie this tight tongue tie. What is it that I wanna say? What is it that I really wanna say? What are the words I've been choking on? Open someone, I'll articulate. Oh no, that's some murky water. Alright, we're in the trenches now. I don't know when the party's over. All I know is I'm getting out somehow. Oh, what a fever dream. Lead me out by the fire escape. We'll join the procession down the alleyway. Oh, freedom's a joke and we've got debts to pay. How many waves until the levee breaks? Oh, won't you come around? Meet me by the fire escape. Untie these tight tongue ties. What is it that I wanna say? What is it that we really wanna say? What are the truths we've been choking on? Open someone, I'll articulate. Oh no, that's some murky water. Alright, we're in the trenches now. I don't know how the story ends. Cause the pages just turn over and then turn over again. And redemption's always out of sight and just around the bend. And the outcome doesn't match with what it is that I intend. Like a stack of books that grows and gathers dust beside the bed. Or the disconnect between what people do and what they've said. And I wanna read the news maybe without losing my head. Oh, what a fever dream. Da 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 da. So meet me out by the fire escape. It's been 40 nights and 40 days, and I become uncertain in a cosmic way. I chewed my fingers to the bone today. Hubbles.
Bravo! That was Fever Dream. We'll see you next time. Next, bye.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.